There's going to be a day when that happens. Until then, we're going to say, wait a minute, am I connected to him? Am I connected to him? If y'all don't mind, listen, mamas do a lot. How many of y'all believe that? Mamas do a lot. And I live in Kentucky. Some of y'all have heard this. I've heard this, and I get so tickled. Well, now, Reverend, you need to understand. By George, I'm a self-made man. I go, really? I said, I bet your mama hauled you around 9 months before you got here. I bet she changed your diapers. I bet she fed you food. I bet she tried to put you in the straight and narrow. Mamas do a lot, so if you don't mind, give a mamas one more thank you. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom. So today we're going to focus for just a moment, and I want to thank you, mothers, because I want to hinge on a gift that God seems to give mothers. You mothers tend to get this. You tend to get this spirituality that we men don't get. Have you noticed that? How many of you wives have noticed this? Sometimes your husband don't get it. He just doesn't get it. See, Elizabeth not raising her hand. She's like, no, just don't get it. And God gives a gift to a mom to have that intuition. And how many of y'all realize this after you grew up? Now, you kids better be listening to me. You better be listening to me right now. You think you getting by your mama? And what's going to happen? You're going to be about 30 years old, and at Christmas time, your mama's going to tell you what you were up to that you thought you were getting by with. Mama's got this intuition. But I want to talk today on some things that we need to be heads up on. I hope today that no matter where you are with your mom, okay, we all had a mom. And she may be speaking presently at this moment, but I want to tell you what mothers are able to do. They speak from beyond. They really do. I've had women speak into my life all my life. I know that Bess Mae Jewell, my mother's mother, is in that great cloud of witnesses. And I know she's saying, Lord, help that boy. She's from Southern Mississippi. I know she's in that great cloud of witnesses with her mama. And it was a line of women who followed the Lord Jesus Christ. And then it came to my mama. And my mama prayed that God would give her a child. She couldn't have children for a long time. And God prayed that the Lord would give her a child. And God comes up with me. I mean, it's a praying holy woman. And then she prayed some more, and we're all adopted children, adopted by a mother. It doesn't matter how you become a mother, you are a mother. And people ask me, someone said, do you know who your mother is? I go, yeah. It's the woman that prayed into my existence. I want you to know that I'm here, man. I get to enjoy Hillview Heights Church. I get to enjoy preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the factors that caused that, the main factor, is Jesus called. But you know what? My mother prayed. And I want to tell you, there needs to be some moments that we pause. And I'm going to ask you to pause today and thank God for your family. Thank God for your moments to live in the moment. And I want to encourage you. I want to start there today. Sometimes we get so busy with life, we never enjoy the moment. How many of y'all have ever been there? Now, I know you moms, listen, I know some of you moms right now, momming. I know that you're supposed to be mothering, but let's talk about momming. That's different. How many of y'all feel like you're a full-time taxi driver? Yeah. I remember that stage in our family. In fact, I was blown away. I have to confess to you now, you ladies don't get real mad at me, but I ain't go to the grocery store and stuff with my wife. I don't even know where stuff is in the grocery store. In fact, we went on a staff retreat a few years ago, had a staff with us, and they took me with them. The young pastors did, and they told me to go get the coffee, and they had bought all the groceries from by the time I found where the coffee aisle was in the grocery store. And we got back in the truck, and they said, you don't go to the grocery store, do you? I go, mm-mm. But Elizabeth and I have been empty nest here for about a year, and to the glory of God, I want you to know one of the great prizes in the prize of life is your children leave, and this is exciting. And they get married, and they go do life, and they go to UK, and they stay, So I went to the grocery store with Elizabeth. Now, I don't need to go to the grocery store much because I saw 5-year-olds in there saying things to their mother. And some of them even said it to their fathers. That's what blew me away. And if those 5 years old had said that to me, I'd have shoved them in a box of Cheerios and taken them on out of the store. But I'm telling you, it's a different world. But it's all this stuff. And I looked at Elizabeth one day and I go, hey, this is what you were doing. She goes, yeah, this is what I was doing while you was doing all that. I said, I just want to let you know, I appreciate you doing all that as we went through this. Sometimes we need to pause and realize it takes all of us to get it done. Amen. It takes all of us to get it done. But for some reason, moms can multitask. They can pray, preach, and direct you all at the same time. How many of you found only a mother can fuss at you and love you at the same moment? You know, mothers, when it comes to discipline. Now, my mom, my mom was so sweet, it was hard for her to gear down. She had one weapon. If I call your father from the office, I cannot be held responsible for what's going to happen. And I knew if my father came out of that law office to come to see me that the judicial decision was not going to be positive. And I realized he believed in a death penalty. And so, yeah. But there's this motherhood. And so, moms, I want to do more than thank you today. I want us to wake up and let's take a minute today. And let's make sure today becomes a spiritual day. And if you don't celebrate Mother's Day, I hope you will celebrate Mother's Day. I hope you will embrace it. Okay, I hope you will embrace it. And say, hey, I'm going to appreciate he who mothers, she who mothers. You say, he who mothers? Yeah. God's kind of interesting, isn't it? God's got that father side. There's no doubt about it. We refer to him as Abba, Father, Father who art in heaven. But you know what? God's got a mothering side too, doesn't he? Sometimes God brings us in like children. He nourishes us. He gives us time. He gives us patience. And I just want you to know, it really takes both of us to get parenting done. It takes both of us to get parenting done. So for all of you that are married, I got one voice to you today. Stay married. You say, well, Pastor Steve, I don't like him. That has nothing to do with it. Stay married. Stay fathering and mothering. You say, well, Pastor Ayers, I'm not happy. Well, you're really not going to be happy after you bust up your family. You're really not going to be happy 30 years from now when you see that the devil is a liar. And what brings happiness in a moment brings disaster for a lifetime. And so I want to give you a heads up. I hate the devil. How many of y'all hate the devil? I just hate him. I hate him. He lies. And so I want you to know, man, here at Hillview Heights, man, we're going to encourage your kids. We love your kids. It's all out. Summertime's all about kids. It's all about families. But I want to thank you all for being families that are staying at it, okay? I know it's work. It's work. What does it take to be a mother? Come on, moms, answer. Y'all ought to talk. Hey, this is your day. What does it take to be a mother? Work. Work. How many of you fathers have ever wondered, I wonder what they do all day long? Man, here, I'll answer that question. They do things that we are incapable of. They work. I'll thank Elizabeth in public. I thank her. One of the greatest things I adore my wife about is this, was her ability to be a strong mother. And she loves her kids. And she still loves her kids. And she loves her kids at times a lot more than I loved them. And she guided our house in the mother ways, which allowed me to be a father. One of the things I respect out of Elizabeth is this, is she always let me be a father. She never expected me to be a mother. I don't talk mom. I don't do mom. I don't discipline mom. I'm a dad. And she never expected me to act like a mom. She said, I got the mom uncovered. You be the dad. And together in that, by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's the big exception, by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, God began to awake things. So may it be so today on Mother's Day that you give thanks for your mom, whether she's here or whether she's in the cloud of witnesses. Whether you're one of those ladies that's saying, Lord, now listen, be careful, you ladies, if you pray and say, Lord, give me a child. It may be somebody like me. You be careful what you pray for. My mama prayed the prayers of Hannah. And so I want to start there. Mothers have an ability to talk to Jesus that men don't seem to have. Agree or not? Here's something about moms. She just knows she prays. How many of y'all know when your mama goes, I'm praying for you, that's different than when your dad says, I'm praying for you? Sometimes when you're dead, says, I'm praying for you. Yeah, right. True, Blake? But when mama says, Blake, I'm praying for you, what do you know? It's fervent. I mean, my mama scared me. Maybe why I'm a preacher today. I'd come in on Saturday night, late, and I walked back downstairs, and my mother, I heard her praying. Man, I was a teenager, and my mother said, Lord, I'm not sure exactly what he's into, but I know you do it, and you better take care of it, Lord. I thought, oh, my goodness, I'm going to hell tonight. I wasn't sure that God heard me. I knew I was supposed to pray. I wasn't sure that God heard me, but I knew that God and my mama talked. And I thought, Lord, have mercy. She's telling God on me. You know, my mama has this ability to say, may the Lord's will be done in you. And I think we're going to have to wake up to that being a prayer that really changes us. May the Lord's will be done in you. And sometimes the Lord's will means this. We got to put down the busyness to hear what God's got to say. Man, I'm not a mom. I'm not going to pretend to be a mom. But I, just out of observation, mothers, y'all are busy, aren't you? Huh? And y'all are always busy. Even when your kids leave, guess what you try to be? Busy. Elizabeth goes, I don't know what I'm going to do now. I looked at her and I said, I can make some suggestions. You know, she wanted to know who she needed to give attention to. And I said, well, Lord, you've been giving attention to these two kids for 20-something years. I'm still here, honey. You know? In fact, after they left, I said, welcome back. But sometimes our busyness can become a distraction. Go with me to Luke chapter 10. Interesting episode. Jesus in the everyday life, in his everyday life, in his everyday moment. So a lot of you are starting the parenting process. Husbands, honor your wives and honor them as mothers. Children, respect your mother, honor her. You know what the scripture says? Honor thy father and mother, and your years will go long. That's exactly what he says. You disrespect your mother and father, guess what? There's consequences to that. You disrespect your mother and father, and then you sit around and whine to your therapist of why your kids are wild as a bat. Wonder why. Y'all ever studied family trees? It's interesting how much stuff we pass down. You notice that? Now, you don't have to stay in what you've been given. That's the good news of grace. But we need to pass down the things of God. Well, here's the scenario. Jesus is coming into the house. Look, verse 38, chapter 10, Gospel of Luke. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her house to them. Mothers, first thing today, listen, open your house to Jesus. Now, notice what they opened it. They opened their house. Not the synagogue. Not their neighbor's house. Not the community center down the street. Martha and Mary opened their house to Jesus. How many of y'all got your house open to Jesus? Now, some of us like to do this. How many of y'all want to keep Jesus at church? I get tickled and say, well, we're going to go see Jesus at church. How many of y'all can see Jesus in your house? How many of y'all know he wants to come eat? He wants to come over. Jesus has got a knack at inviting himself over. Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house today. Oh, really? Mary and Martha, may I come in? And then he speaks to us. May I come into your house? How many of y'all would let Jesus in? Yeah, that's where it all begins. Let him in. Into your what? House. So watch this. Some of y'all say, well, Jesus don't need to get in my business. Let me tell you, you're right. He needs to be your business. But sometimes we get so busy, we can't hear Jesus' business. And here's what happens. Martha, how many of y'all ever been to one of these family reunions? How many of y'all been to a family reunion? Have you ever been to a family reunion? Oh, wow. Wait, what's it like to go to a family reunion? How many of y'all found, wait, let's all do this together just so we can find comfort. You ready? Comfort and peace, Helen. How many of you all have weird people in your family? How many of you all suspect you might be some of them? Okay, yeah, you know, you show up. But how many of you, you ladies can really relate to this, okay? Martha and Mary, here we go. Jesus coming over the house. Guess what Martha's doing? You can tell Martha's a little southern touch. She's got to get, not the landscape business, I'm talking the real thing here, okay? And she got that southern mama in her. We got to get the meal ready. We got to get things ready. How many of y'all got one of those in the family? You're so busy getting everything ready, you make everybody mad before they get there. Elizabeth sometimes gets on me around Thanksgiving. Elizabeth's the turkey cooker. She'll get that turkey ready, you know, and I'll sample it. I've never had anybody in our family go, I see a piece of turkey missing, I'm not eating the turkey. I've never had that happen. But if you pull a piece of turkey before it's time, it's like you have committed a criminal offense. I'm waiting for the turkey police to show up, arrest me. I'm like, what's the big deal? It's not ready. Yes, ma'am. Any of y'all's families like that, or am I the only family like that? There's holiday rules. And your husband's like that. You married well. You married well if your husband's like that. So you young ladies that aren't married yet, bring him over. If he eats the turkey before the time, that's a good man, okay? So now, you got these rules, and Martha's got the rules, and she's going to get aggravated. Moms, I want you to know something. Don't be so busy you don't live. Don't be so busy you don't live. And if I can give you one thing I've gleaned from this journey, this short journey in life, is this. Love the moment you're in. Love the moment you're in. If your kids are preschoolers, love that moment. If they're in high school, love that moment. If they've left, love that moment. If they're bringing you home more children, love that moment. Love the moment. One of the reasons we're so depressed, we're so anxious all the time, is we never embrace the moment we're in American culture. We always want the next thing. I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, embrace today. It's Mother's Day. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice in it. Well, she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. So you got Martha, who's welcomed him in, and you got Mary, who's listening to what Jesus has to say. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. How many of you all have ever been distracted by the preparations that had to be made? And we're so distracted by the preparations, hold on, we never hear the sound of the day. How many of y'all are so busy being busy that you never accomplish anything? You miss the day. Now, I want to tell you, life's cruel. There's some things when you miss them, you can never go get them. Parents, I want to thank you all for getting your kids in the presence of Jesus Christ, because you know what? That's going to mean, I love athletics. I love sports. I've been here all my life, almost 50 years now. I think I've seen two people go pro from Bowling Green. I've seen parents spend more money preparing their non-athletic children. They could have had a Harvard education for what they were trained in whatever particular sport. And after it was all over, they were 30 years old with a box of plastic trophies that went up in the attic to never be seen again. But here's what they didn't have. They didn't have any social skills. They didn't have any ability to interact. They didn't have anything other than to know one little thing. And the trophies were packed away. Some of you know Barry Claypool. He auctions things. And Barry told me this story after 8 o'clock service. He said, Ayers, I was back auctioning a house. And he said, one whole room was filled with plastic trophies. He said, it was a whole upstairs room. And he said, we could barely open the door, and it was filled with trophies. He said, I learned about trophies early on in my auctioning career. He said, the room was filled. You know those trophies? You know, they spend a lot of money to get, and everybody wants to, you know, you walk to the banquet, and congratulations. You get a picture, you know, send it on InstaChat or whatever. And then, Snapshot or whatever. People think you're cool. He said he had a whole room of these plastic golden looking trophies. He said he bared down on the auction block. You know, hey, give me the amity, 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 oh! He got $2.50 for a lifetime room full of trophies. Mama, be careful. Sometimes you're cashing in riches for $2.50 worth of trophies. When you go for a job interview, Coach Rogers, as much as we like seeing, you know, great achievement, I never had a job interviewer ask me about my high school football career. Thank God I'd have lost the job. But they did want to know about my character. They wanted to know what made me click. They wanted to know what kind of person I would be. And parents, if we don't develop that, we don't send our children very far. Mothers develop that. Fathers develop that. Parents develop that. Now, some of you are going, Pastor Ayers, are you saying my crazy child is my fault? I'm asking you a question. What did you expose them to? Did you ever let them sit at the feet of Jesus? Or were you so busy preparing their life that they never lived? Does that make sense? Sometimes we got to wake up. There are more things important in the immediate than we think. Well, here comes Martha. You all, hey, you ladies know. How many of y'all all got that one lady in your family? Y'all been cooking hard. You got flour upside your head. Cranberries on your elbows. You've been laboring for this great family experience. And you got the one princess in the family that walks in and just sits down to share her glory and doesn't even offer to help. Now, how do y'all feel about her? Y'all say, ain't so-and-so's coming. We're so excited. You know, I hear you women, y'all are tiffy. That's what I call it. You'll go, well, I'm sure she'll come in here with her nails done. It's not like she's going to scratch them. Well, it's me and Mary. Oh, Martha, she is fixing to go hostile. Here she comes to Jesus. Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Oh, how many of y'all get like that somewhere? How many of you mamas even do that? How many of y'all have ever had one of those fights in marriage? Well, honey, let me tell you what I do. When Elizabeth does that to me, I looked at her and said, it's not my fault that you're not smart. I wouldn't do half that. And then I'll fire back, how much of that stuff you doing do you have to do that makes a difference? True or false? Well, Martha is hostile. Mary is not helping with the preparations. Jesus is in the house, and Mary is sitting there listening to him and not preparing for him. How many of y'all realize this? Jesus take care of himself. Some of you all spend more time preparing to be holy that you never get there, because what God wants us to do is listen. I remember one time we had a group of women, and I'm not being critical here, but Lord have mercy. They'd have a prayer meeting, and it'd take 6 months for them to prepare to pray. We had to have tea and coffee, and they'd be weeks at these prayer organizations. And they was praying to be in touch with their kids. Well, I got in big trouble. I said, why don't y'all go home and be with your kids? That seems like a radical idea. Y'all spent so much time preparing to pray, you become distracted in the mission. My mom was a radical mom. She was there for me. She did not hand me religious buttons. She gave me words from the feet of Jesus. She did not put religious stickers on me or make me carry a Bible to school. She encouraged me to live out the one she knew, Jesus. See, Martha got wrapped up in preparing as Mary is being prepared. Oh, hold on, Mama. Hold on, Daddy. Martha got wrapped up in preparing as Mary was being prepared. I'm going to tell you something that's going to disappoint you. How many of y'all realize that Jesus doesn't need our help? Amen. He needs our ear. But sometimes we'd rather give him our help than give him our what? Listen. Yeah. How much would that change? Listen. What's Jesus got to say? Right in the day. So I'm going to encourage you guys to listen today. Well, here she comes. Lord, don't you care? Here's what the Lord said. Martha, Martha. How many of y'all have ever heard that? How many of y'all know most of the time if your name is repeated twice, it's not good?
The same in Scripture. Verily, verily. Martha, Martha. How many of y'all heard that happen to you? Stephen, Stephen. Oh, that was never good. It was usually my mother or officers of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Sheriff, what, are y'all trained to say people's names twice, or are you just trying to pronounce them right the second time? What's going on here? Stephen, Stephen, do you know how fast you were going? I'm like, obviously not, or you wouldn't be behind me. But there it is. Martha, Martha. Now note this, we're leaving on this today to go celebrate our mothers, but most of all celebrate the Lord's life in our mothers. The Lord's living in our mothers. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you're worried and upset about many things. Now note this. Jesus didn't say what Martha was doing was wrong. See, Jesus always teaches balance. There's a time to prepare. If nobody prepares the food, what? Nobody eats. But we need to know the moments. Mothers, you know this. There's a time to prepare, but there's also a time to just sit and listen to your child. Just personally, my favorite times with my mother. My mother's a night owl. And I would come in late at night, and we'd sit there and drink coffee and talk about life. My sweet little mother, and I didn't tell her all the stories, but I wanted to hear what she had to say that Jesus had told her. Well, I'm deeply fortunate because I ended up marrying a wife that was much like my mother. I knew that Elizabeth was like my mother the day that, hey, y'all may not believe this, but there's been times that I've ticked Elizabeth off. I know it's hard for all y'all to believe. But I had her mad about something. My mom, when she used to get mad, she'd go shut cabinets, almost like stomp in rhythm. And this was communicating, I'm upset with you. We got married early in our life, and I had Elizabeth upset over something, and I laid down to go to sleep, and I heard the same familiar sounds of cabinets. And it was Elizabeth letting me know, you've made me mad. She's gone way past that now, and she just speaks directly and lets me know the cabinets are safe. But Whites, you're upset and worried about many things. Mom, sometimes we get upset and worried about many things. Sometimes all that upset and all that worry, guess where that needs to be? He said, Mary at this moment has made a wiser choice. And here's what he's saying. The things will always be there. However, I am here. But Martha was distracted and Mary was focused. Tell her to help me. How many of y'all tell God what he needs to do? Martha just did. Now, I'll tell you something, Lord, you ought to tell that Mary to help me right now. You know what kind of heathen she is. Bring her over here. She needs to be cooking potatoes. Here's what he said. Martha, Martha. The Lord answered, you're worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed. Or indeed, only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Mothers, thank you for giving us what is better. How many of y'all had a mama and have a mama that loves Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior? How many of y'all have ever gotten that crooked finger? You know what I'm talking about? Mamas, as they get older, get that. You know why the finger gets crooked when they get older? Slinging that thing all through the years. Like Elizabeth will be like this. She might go. And they sling it and say, what? You know what the Lord said. You know what Jesus wants out of your life. You know. And you go, yes, mama. Well, today, guess what? There are a lot of mamas in this room that have made the wiser decision to listen to what Jesus has to say and give it to your kids. Now, no matter what your circumstance of family, you can listen to what Jesus has to say and give it to who? Give it to your children. And so, mama, thank you. Thank you, mamas. Thank you, mama. Forgiven it. And on this day, I hope you're honored. I do want to pray for all you mothers. Today, not to be busy. Just try it for one day. You say, what's going to happen to my kids? I don't know. If they can't survive in one day, they're not going to survive in college. So prepare them. Okay?
Moms, you all are probably going to attempt this, but you cannot go to job reviews with your adult children. They don't believe you. They've seen your child. So take a deep breath. And moms, receive a blessing today. Today, may you see it at the feet of Jesus on a Mother's Day Sunday. And may you be re-energized by the words of the Lord. And for a lot of you in this room, you know what he's going to say? Carry on. You say, Lord, what about my children? Sometimes you need to hear this. I have them. You say, well, Pastor Steve, what if they're prodigals? Well, I want you to know that, do you know prodigals, children that go wayward, the great news in Jesus Christ, guess what the great news is? Didn't y'all read the rest of that story? Jesus told it. They come back home. So keep praying. I don't know what it is, but mama's prayers tend to get answered because mamas are just always there, aren't they? Who's going to love you when it's all down in the dumps? Y'all know there'll be two people left standing. Y'all know who are they? Jesus and who else? That's at the courthouse. If y'all don't believe me, go tomorrow. There won't be a dad down there. They'll look at him and say, Judge, lock him up. He did it. And here be mama. Now, Lord, he just killed one. He could have killed two, so can he only do half the time? I've heard things like that. Lawyers, am I not telling the truth? He's not that bad. It's just like this. Everybody gets pulled over. Sheriff, how many beers have they drunk? Two. No, it's always two. See, Sheriff knows. And Sheriff, apparently in Bowling Green, Kentucky, we have the most powerful beer than anywhere else in the world. Two beers can get you running blind drunk here in Bowling Green. Just two. And then what do mamas always say? It's like mamas know the heart of their children. Well, now, Your Honor, I know he did it. But he didn't mean to. Like, oh, it's okay now. But it's the heartbeat that they're going to stand by their children no matter what. Guess what? The Lord's going to be in you no matter what. But let's let him bring us forward, no matter what. So moms, happy Mother's Day. Maybe today, you might be an answer to a mama's prayer. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and your mama knows the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to go ahead and speak for your mama. She's been praying for you. Early in the morning and late at night. And she's been praying that you'll receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me tell you what makes her frustrated and upset. Mama's, here's where it gets difficult, doesn't it? Daddy's, here's where it gets difficult. None of us can save our children spiritually. We can get them trophies. We can get them to school. We can get them some, you know, here before too long, school will be wrapping up. And we give our kids medals for good conduct, stuff like that. Back in the old days, that was expected. Interesting how times change, isn't it? But we can't save our children. We can't forgive them of their sins. But Jesus can. One of the reasons I'm here today preaching to you, because my mama, constant prayer, constantly at the feet of Jesus, bother me to no end. It's hard to do some of the things I was thinking about doing. Every time I'd leave the house, teenager. Moms, y'all can use this one. It'll bother you. My mother, in a little sweet southern voice, Stephen, remember whose you are. And I'd always go, whose am I, mama? And I'd see the glory of the Lord. And I'd start that hot rod up and head out of the driveway. And I'd think about all the things I could do. Then I'd start hearing my mama. I heard the devil on this shoulder. And my mama, remember whose you are? Taunting. You know how hard it is to sin well with that in your mind? It interrupts the pleasure. Remember whose you are. But you know what? In a real way, man, that's whose you are. You're a child of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the women, I'm telling you, I've had a powerful woman in my life. My mom, she's a spiritual mom. She didn't do a lot of showboating. She's just spiritual. The Nobody knows her. She wasn't loud. She's just spiritual. But I look at her kids, and that woman could pray. You want to see a praying woman? Look at her kids. It makes a difference. So, young mamas,
keep praying.
You said, Pastor Steve, I got a 12-year-old boy.
Pray.
I have parents come to me and say, Pastor Steve, I got a 12-year-old son. He's crazy. I said, no, he ain't. I said, he's 12. I said, you think I ought to take him to the doctor? I said, no, he's a male. You mean they say stuff like that? I said, when they're 12. Now I said, what you want to pray for is that ends before they're 40. Pray. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ today, guess what? I guarantee you, your mama's prayed for you. And here's what she's been praying for, that you would come to this consciousness that you've sinned against God. How many of y'all realize we've all sinned against God? I say it every Sunday because you know what? None of us have not sinned this week. I've sinned against God. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Lord Jesus, save me. How many of y'all believe Jesus would do that? It's what the Bible says. Whosoever, doesn't it, Big Jim? Whosoever. You got whosoever'd. I remember baptizing you in the lake like it is yesterday. I was praying that we wouldn't lose you in the muddy waters of the barren river. Jim, on the way down, not on the way up, on the way down, guess what Big Mac tells me? I can't swim. You know what I tell him? Don't worry, you're saved. The Lord brought you back up, didn't he, Big Jim? And he's kept you up. Same today. Already at 8 o'clock this morning, we've had precious human beings who've come to church today, and they've said, Lord Jesus, come into my life, forgive me of my sins. And guess what Jesus did? He forgave them, he connected them, and they walked out of this place going to heaven. Now, I hope today that none of you would sit here on Mother's Day or any other Sunday and go to hell after hearing what Jesus would do. Tracy, it just doesn't make a lick of sense to me. I can't figure it out. I can't figure out the excuses you all give me. Well, Pastor Steve, I'm thinking about it. Really, what do you got to think about? Well, I don't believe it's happened. So what are you going to do on the day of judgment when he spits the sky? You're going, I think I believe now. See, I love that song. I love that song, man. He's coming in all of his glory, man. I love that. Well, I get to celebrate that. But there's a part of me that's very fearful of that because I have a lot of friends. When he comes in all of his glory, it is not a glorious day for them. It is the moment that their eternal death will be confirmed. And here's the deal. You can tell God how smart you are. This is my intellectual friends are going to be so disappointed. Well, Lord, we were intellectual. He goes, yeah, I know. Problem is, you weren't very smart. You think you could explain me by mere scientific definition? I am beyond your calculations, your reality, your formulas, your technology. Because didn't you read the stories? Nobody can build a tower to reach me. That's why I came to reach you. Lord, what about the stars and the galaxies? Well, those were way beyond your explanation. If you notice, I never asked you to explain me. In fact, I didn't even ask you to understand me much. I asked you to follow me. Some of you today need to just say, Lord Jesus, I'm tired. I'm tired of being stuck in my sin. Lord Jesus, forgive me. I'm going to follow you and see what happens. Amen. I guarantee you, if you got a faithful mama, what have you been doing? Huh? Praying. It's what you mamas do. Marilyn, what'd you do to Brooks? Prayed on that boy. Look at him now. I'm a result of women's prayer. Coach Rogers, you reckon your mama's ever prayed for you? Upside your head and down the other? That's why you like you are. I can tell men have been prayed over. Poor Earl. How many times do you think your mother and Cindy have lifted up prayers for you? Many. I'm just telling you, it's real. It works. So, mama, thank you for praying. Sheriff, you reckon your mama had to pray for you? Lord, she had to get a rug out. So much prayers. So keep praying, mama. Here's what I want you to know. He said, Pastor Steve, my son, pray him out of the pig lot into the driveway. But
but let Jesus go get him. My daughter, keep praying. God's got a plan. He loves and forgives people. Amen. Let's stand together. We get a chance to have an altar today. Man, I'm jazzed up about that, aren't you? Guests, thank you all for being here today. If this is your first time here today, man, we welcome you. I welcome you to the altar. You say, well, Pastor Steve, I feel something in my life. I feel God drawing me to salvation. Hey, come and let us know about it here. You get baptized wherever God calls you to get baptized. If you've not been baptized, be obedient and get baptized. If you receive Christ, then do what he says. Do what he says. Do what he says. Man, I thank God for all of you. I thank God for the baptisms today. I thank God for the music today. Thank God for mothers today. In the name of Jesus, this altar is open. Pray with me, Lord. Man, what a beautiful group of folk today. Lord, there are going to be people here today that are going to receive Christ. They already have, and we give you thanks for that. Some coming for baptism today. Lord, we give you thanks for that. But Lord, I pray today that you would come and just remind us that we're not alone, and a lot of people put into us long before we got here. And so, Lord, may we be some of those that give, and may we be a lot of those that receive. If your mother is in that great cloud of witnesses, man, you give thanks because she still speaks. I promise you she does. And there's grandmama still praying. And there's great-grand still praying. And there's lines of women who love us. Mama, if you say, well, the Lord give me, I can't have a child. Well, pray. And then don't tell God how to do it. I'm glad my mom prayed for a child and then didn't demand that God do it according to her method. She received what God gave her. I thank God for that. I was loved by two very special women. One that realized she wasn't enough to raise this, and she loved me enough to put me in the hands of a mother that could. Thank God. So God works his ways through us. Let him work today. Amen. In the name of Jesus, this altar's open. Y'all come and pray and give thanks and just let God speak to you a moment. Hey, bring your mama up here and thank. Pray over her today. She's prayed over you. Pray over her today. Say, thank you for giving me that kind of mama. Come on. If you need to receive Jesus, absolutely we want to talk to you.
Before the throne of God above,